Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Robert Cashel, Conference Commissioner, and really excited today to be talking to head baseball coach Jeff Baird at Warner Pacific, and also Connor Hale, player for the Knights of Warner Pacific. Guys, thanks for joining the program.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Well, first of all, hey, nothing says baseball and softball like a good winter storm in the Pacific Northwest, right? The minute we started some games, our whole area got hit with bad weather. Hopefully, as we open up conference play this weekend, things will begin to improve. But Jeff, I want to start with you. It was just over a year ago, February 15th of 2024, when Warner Pacific announced bringing back baseball. And 5 days after that, you were named head coach. Needless to say, you've been really busy, but what have you been doing since then?
Well, I mean, obviously, given 9 months to put a baseball team on a field was a bit of a challenge, especially in February when, you know, locally speaking, most of the high school talent had been snapped up by other institutions or committed to other universities to play or junior colleges. So had to get to the brass tacks right away, which is to get on the recruiting, get players here. Second thing was, is I had to find a staff to help me do it. So that the big piece here, I think, was finding people that could be here to play, but also people that could come here to go to this institution and represent what we want Warner Pacific to be. And ended up being a little bit easier job than I thought it was going to be. A little background on me is about 15 years, I was an assistant baseball coach at another team in the Cascade Conference at Concordia University. So I was very familiar with NAIA baseball and the opportunity that it presented and how it's a little underknown at times, but once people get to know it, it becomes a very great option. And locally speaking, here in the Portland metro area, there's not a lot of options to play four-year baseball in here in Portland. So as soon as that popped up and I got the job, I went to work going after a lot of the kids that I already knew that were in the area that would be interested in this. And then I happened to be coaching at the time at Clackamas Community College and the NWAC South. And so I used my coaching connections there to really go after an awful lot of players, specifically from the NWAC South, but the NWAC overall. And that's actually where Connor Hale came from. It was from Chevecata Community College, who he played for a coach there, a head coach there that is a player that used to play for me at Concordia and then coached with me at Concordia. And then he actually played for me years and years ago when he was in high school as well.
Well, and great connections, as you said, Jeff, having spent time at Concordia. We certainly missed them when they left the Cascade for a lot of reasons. And Connor, I want to turn to you a little bit. You know, obviously playing in the NWAC is high level, great JC baseball. What was it that attracted you to the Warner Pacific new program?
First off, I mean, most importantly, I just heard it was a Christian based school, and I certainly, during the time, was getting closer and going through the motions, and I just knew that this was going to be a first step and a first sign that this was going to be the right school for me, knowing that it was a brand new program, just a whole nother open door for opportunity and getting closer to God. And it was just really what secured the, I guess, message for me to come to this school.
And exciting to be part of something that is new again. Warner Pacific had baseball years and years ago, but really this is kind of a rebirth of that program, and you're a foundational piece of that.
Yeah, it really is. It's pretty exciting to make history as a first year program bringing it back, and it's really exciting knowing, especially the group of people that Bard brought into the school, just knowing that it's not, I mean, all like skill based, but most importantly, like personality wise, he brought good people to this school, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, and how important that is, right? If you're going to spend all, your days after class and on the road, and you want to be with people that you care about and trust and like. So that's great. Talking about the new program and first year back, you guys opened up, you split your first weekend out, which had to be exciting to get that first win under your belt.
Oh, it felt amazing. And like we said, it was just making history. There's a first for everything. We saw first pitch strike in the program, a first pitch hit, first hit, I mean, by Colin Schiller. Just a lot of good things. And just knowing that our team played together well, and especially not being together for a really long time and coming from different schools and just having that first year as just being able to play together, even though we don't know each other that well. So, just it was really good getting to see what the guys have in them, and I'm really excited for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and coach, just talking about starting a program from scratch. I mean, I don't know if people really understand. You had to find a place to play. I mean, you didn't have a bat, you didn't have a uniform, you didn't have any of that stuff. You had to literally build this from the ground up.
That was a true statement, and I will say that there was the challenges along the way. Luckily, our athletic director here, Matt Gregg, has been an incredible support to me. He's picked me up when I made a few mistakes here and there. He's righted the ship when he needed to, and he's guided me very, very well. And then the other piece behind this was too is I had a pretty good idea about the challenges behind building something brand new and understood that it was an opportunity. So, like you said, no uniforms. We got an opportunity to design our own. We got an opportunity to get our own look, developing our own culture, what we wanted to be as a staff and as an institution. Was a huge opportunity and a major, major challenge. But the amount of support that came flowing out of this institution at Warner Pacific was unbelievable, from the support staff and admissions to here I am trying to bring in, 25, 30 new baseball players, and I got to get them accepted and financially secure and registered for classes in a very short period of time. And I've got to get them all their paperwork done to the Cascade Conference and the NAIA and everything else. And this has been an absolute group effort. And I'm telling you, I now know everybody on this campus. And they probably love me in some respects and hate me in others, because my face has been in their office probably more than they ever wanted it to be. But again, they've all played their part in taking care of this, and now we're seeing the reward for that with the great young men that have come in this place, and really, really bought into new program, new institution, new group of guys. They've been patient with me when we didn't even have our uniforms until I think I handed them out about 4 days before we played, and then I handed out the helmets the day before we played. And then we were putting stickers on the helmets on the way to the ballpark. Things like that. And they've done a great job of just staying on this pathway with us and kind of enjoying this journey that we've been on. And it's really made them a stronger group, because everything isn't perfect right now. Everything is a deal with each thing as it comes along, and the mistakes have been made, but we all fess up to them, we move forward, and we do the best we can when we get out there on the field.
Well, certainly the wins are going to be important and meaningful. But Connor, I got to believe that some of the memories that Coach is talking about are going to be those things that you guys, as a team, will remember maybe just as much as the wins.
Yeah, we'll definitely remember this for the rest of our lives, just being able to be a part of this and have the opportunity to go through this experience, because it's not every day that a program is going to be going through a first year and just everything getting put together last minute, but being patient and trusting the process, knowing that it's going to work out at the end of the day. It's truly amazing.
Yeah, Coach, I'm going to turn a little bit to the league. We open up this weekend. You will be at Corbin
Correct.
for the league openers. You're familiar with the Cascade, having coached in it for all those years. But I mean, and you mentioned it a little bit, maybe not known, maybe undervalued nationally because of where we're at located. But man, what a tough league we have. LC State, preeminent national power, Oregon Tech, Bushnell, College of Idaho, who's won a national title. Talk a little bit about the competition that we have in the Cascade, and how are you preparing the guys for the level of play they're going to see?
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that because I at Concordia we were NAI and made that transition into the Division II ranks. And I always said my favorite time in coaching in the history of coaching for me has been when I entered into the Cascade Conference, unbeknownst to myself as an assistant coach, that I had found a home that I love to be in. When I first got in this conference, the great Ev Sheff was still coaching. He was somebody I learned from, as well as the head coach. I worked for Concordia, but as I went around the conference, I started meeting the other coaches, and some of them are still coaching. Sean Humberger is still at C of I, and what a great coach he is, and what a great job he does. And then knowing the other coaches that have been at the other places, and seeing some of them, and seeing the uprise of the Bushnell program, which puts a really bright spot on us because they built that program as well, and they had success early, and they're continuing to have success. But that's what this conference breeds. You come into this conference, it is the conference of champions. It is a conference where you have to show up with your best game every day to be successful. It's going to be competitive. The teams are going to play very clean. The talent level is off the charts good. And the level of coaching is just unparalleled when you talk about across the conference and what these teams can do. And people forget this conference is international. And you have to head north of the border and play the juggernaut that is the UBC Thunderbirds at times. And it's not easy to go up there and play, one, in that weather, two, in another country. And it's a little bit of a culture shock for some of the boys, even though I know Canada is Canada. People think it's just an extension of the United States. It's a different country. And there's these challenges that come with this, the travel in this conference. And as you alluded to earlier, the weather that we deal with, and what you have to play through. And again, it all goes down to, when I coached in this conference years ago, every week of preparation had to be spot on. Right now we're preparing for Corbin. And looking at Corbin and talking to their coach today, actually, it's eerie how similar him and I are with the programs where we're at right now and what we're doing. He's newer tenureship there and building through a new thought process and what we're doing. And I looked at him today and I said, I'm excited to come down and play you guys and see what it's like. And I know what level of baseball I'm going to get. I've watched our teams play in the first few weekends nationally, and they had great competitive games. Some of them they won, some of them they lost. But I always said this when I coached this conference before, and I'll say it again. If you win in this conference, you are relevant nationally. If you even make the playoffs in this conference and can find your way out into a regional, you're going to be a competitive team and a tough team to deal with on the national level. And we've proven that year in and year out. Multiple years before when I coached the conference, and then these years I've seen before, these teams get out of the conference and they go perform very well at regionals, get past the regionals sometimes, make it to the World Series. As you alluded to earlier, C of I has a national title. I believe UBC's been to the World Series multiple times. I mean, this is the challenge of challenges, and I've explained to our kids every day that you have got to come with a different level of purpose and action every single day. Otherwise, these teams in this conference are going to steamroll you. And I always remind my guys all the time that things are going to go sideways. Baseball is baseball. And it's always those who can react right, keep their mind in the right place, and play the game the right way. And that's what this conference represents, that are going to prosper in the end. And I'm very confident in this group of guys that we have.
Connor, turning to you a little bit, NWAC is a great league, very competitive. But tell me what you know about the league, and you probably have friends or even former teammates that are spread out around the Cascade playing. Tell me what you know about the league, and what are you looking forward to?
While I was in the NWAC, we did play a couple NAIA teams, and it was a different story. Pitchers were pitchers. They located up, they did their jobs, they knew what to do, when to throw it. plays were more locked down and team chemistry was there, energy. It's a whole nother competitive play that I haven't really experienced before. And that's what I'm looking forward to mostly, is just that competitive mindset of this year and just being able to experience this. I'm really excited.
Coach, turning to you mentioned playoffs, and obviously we're looking way down the road there, but we do have a situation this year where we're going to take five teams to our postseason. So, which is a little bit different than we've done in the past. We've only taken four, but we're going to take five because we have a little bit of an unbalanced regular season schedule. But I gotta believe that's something that maybe you're not saying outright to the guys, but you're saying, man, if we can get in that top five, that'll be a heck of an experience for us in year one.
Funny you mentioned that. As we had our first team meeting, and Connor will probably giggle a little bit here. I stood up in front of the room, and the first thing I told them was, "Is guys, we're going to be picked dead last in the conference, and more importantly, we're going to probably be picked dead last in the country." I was like, "There is no pedigree for us. There's no background. There's no expectations." And I was like, "But looking at this group and who you guys are, and this was." Going into it, and they've proven me right so far when it's come to the coming togetherness. As I said, I believe you guys are a team that can compete for a playoff spot. You're a team that can go out there and play at a high level, and you can be a team that could potentially perform high enough to do that. Obviously, we have our mind and our goal is always wrapped on we're going to make it, we're going to go through. Everybody says make the goal of the World Series. Of course, that's our goal, like everybody else. But I believe that, as I said before, when it comes to this conference, obviously it is not going to be an easy task to finish in the top five. But all I can ask my guys to do every day is play as hard as they can, play the way we have established the Warner Pacific way to be, and let the results be what they are. And I believe if they do that we have as good a chance as anybody to be in the mix at the end. And then, of course, the chips got to fall in the right direction for that to happen. And I'm not taking away anything from anybody else in this conference because I know that they're all very competitive. But I really, really believe in this group. And I did notice the opportunity to get that fifth spot, and that did open up an opportunity potentially to, give another opportunity to make the playoffs in addition to that fourth spot. So. Our goal is there. We have set the expectations in our program that we're going to play at that level, and then we're going to let the results take care of themselves. And we want to play at a playoff level, and operate at a playoff level, but not concern ourselves every pitch and every week with where are we and what are we doing. It is what are we doing right now, and what is the next thing that we have to do. And if we keep our mind on that, I think we have a good chance as anybody.
Well, and I think in our league, you mentioned College of Idaho, LC State, certainly BC, some of these places, and Connor, maybe some of you and your teammates have played at these facilities, but Harris Field for me comes to mind at LC State. It's really iconic. It's an iconic field. They've hosted the World Series, I think, 19 straight years now, 27 overall. I gotta believe, Jeff and Connor, for your guys that, while you don't want it to intimidate at all, but walking into Harris Field is gonna be pretty special.
Yes, it definitely will be. I personally don't know what it looks like, but I mean, it will be a new experience for me. And I mean, from the sounds of it, it does sound like it's going to be a good experience. So I guess I'm excited for that.
And Coach, I know you guys were you had a few things in the iron in the works about where you were going to play. Where did you guys land on which will serve as your home field?
Majority of our games this year will be at Milwaukee High School Sports Complex. It's a turf facility in Milwaukee, Oregon, which is just south of Portland, about 10, 15 minutes south of us here. So not too bad of a drive. We are going to play one series at University of Portland. We were lucky enough to get them against Oregon Institute of Technology. So that's going to be a good weekend there. We were trying to work some plans for Walker Stadium and Lentz Park, which is where the Pickles play, but we couldn't get the turf organized there to get the infield turfed soon enough. That is about a mile and a half off campus. We are definitely facilities challenged here because of our campus size. We practice right now at McDaniel High School, the old Madison High School, for those that are old school. And they're nice enough to open that facility for us early in the mornings, and we get in there and they got a nice indoor facility. So our home games, Milwaukee High School, long term, we're not sure what we'll do going into the next few years, but we're hoping that maybe Lentz Park and Walker Stadium will be something that'll turn into maybe more of our home, because it's more local in our community, because we want to really be into our community. And I don't know how much you know about the West Coast League, Portland Pickles, but they get an awful lot of support for their baseball team, and we're kind of hoping to get the same thing out of this community. And the more we can be here, the better. But we've been working out quite a bit at Milwaukee just to get used to the facility down there, and our guys have responded very well. In fact, we're going there tonight to scrimmage. Since we lost our games over the weekend, we're trying to get a few extra innings in before we play, and then we're excited to and really thankful that Milwaukee High School, their athletic director, their baseball coach, is a good friend of mine, opened that facility for us and really are doing a great job of accommodating us.
Yeah, you mentioned your campus, and your Warner Pacific is really landlocked in a sense of being able to expand or build new facilities. And you guys have always worked hard and had great partnerships with people in your community there. And credit to you, certainly, and then to Matt Gregg and President Johnson and others for making that happen. Well, guys, we really appreciate everything coming on and sharing with us a little bit about night baseball. Connor, congratulations on being part of the inaugural year for Warner Pacific, and we wish you great luck this season in the Cascade Conference, and we certainly hope that you're one of those five that we get to see at postseason.
Thank you so much. It's definitely a great opportunity, and I'm very grateful to experience this year.
And Jeff, thank you so much for coming on and taking on this challenge. Well known in the Portland area for baseball, familiar with the Cascade Conference, and I know you're giving it your all and giving these young men the best that you can day in and day out. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys. We're very happy to be a part of the Cascade Conference family. This was a great homecoming for me and all the coaches in this conference. I want to give them a shout out for being so welcoming and helping me out. I've leaned on a few of those guys that are veterans in this conference to help me out when it's come to advice and that kind of stuff, and they have not hesitated to help out. We got a great group of teams and coaches in this conference, and we got a great commissioner who's taking care of me. I'm sure I've asked some dumb questions as well, and I really appreciate you guys having me in this conference and having our institution in here, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, our pleasure. This has been the latest edition of Cascade Connects, and I want to thank Coach Baird and Connor Hale for joining us, and be sure to tune in next time.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.